Praise the Lord. Do I need this?
You've got one.
Okay. So happy to have all of you join us today at Oasis Christian Center. I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock. And we just want to wish all you mothers a happy Mother's Day today. And we know that God is going to bless you with a good day today. Amen.
Amen.
And we're so thankful that we're able to be on Facebook Live this morning, and we will be even more thankful when we're all together again. We miss all of our
Amen.
Church family.
Amen.
We love y'all, and we're praying for you, and we'll be so glad to see you again. And I believe that won't be very much longer. Amen.
Amen.
So we want to just encourage you just to join in to what God has for you today, because I believe that He has a word just for you. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's neighbor looking time, and this is something that we do in the church all the time. And I know there's very limited people here this morning, but you can do it at home. So we're just going to continue doing what we always do. Look at your neighbor, smile at your neighbor, point at your neighbor, and say, I came
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'm ready.
Are you ready
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'll never ever
be the same
again
in Jesus' name.
Glory
to God.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. Father, we just thank You that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of Your calling. We thank You for revelation knowledge. We thank You that the word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. We thank You for strong utterance and strong anointing this day, and that Your people will make a strong drawing on the anointing of God. We thank You for answers coming in Your presence this day. Holy Spirit, help me to say exactly what I should say this day and leave off anything I should leave off. Thank You, Holy Spirit. Preach through me. Teach through me. Help me to say exactly what is needed this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Ask, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And we're going to start with verse number 7. 2 Corinthians 9 and 7. And this is in the Amplified. Let each one give thoughtfully and with purpose. Now, this is how we should give. And really, that's one of the main points of this message is how we give. Let each one give thoughtfully and with purpose, just as he has decided in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver and delights in the one whose heart is in his gift. Now, I want to ask you a couple of questions. Do you just drop money into the plate at church without much thought? Do you write a check to God just like you write a bill payment to pay your other bills? God won't receive it if we don't do it right. Let me say that again. God won't receive it if we don't do it right. And you can find in the Bible, in the book of Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 14, it talks about offerings that God wouldn't receive because they were bringing Him the blind and the lame, and they were giving Him offerings that really weren't from the heart. They were not giving Him their best, and so He didn't receive it. See, and God can't bless our offerings or our tithes in the way that He wants to bless it if we don't do it right. Now I want to give you that same scripture again, 2 Corinthians 9 and 7, and this is in the Amplified Classic Edition. Let each one give as he has made up in his own mind and purposed in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion. For God loves, He takes pleasure in, prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or to do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt-to-do-it giver whose heart is in His giving. And that same scripture, contemporary English, says each of you must make up your own mind about how much to give. But don't feel sorry that you must give, and don't feel that you are forced to give. God loves people who love to give. And verse number 8, and God can bless you with everything you need, and you'll always have more than enough to do all the good things for others. Now, Sometimes we as Christians, we give wrong. We give the 10% of our income, which the Bible calls a tithe, and that's correct. Then we give offerings above a tithe, and that is correct. But sometimes we give it like it's paying a bill. We do it grudgingly. We do it because we feel obligated to do it, and that's the wrong way to do it. And I think, you know, we have to make adjustments in our heart to do it the right way, to do it God's way. Because God said He loves the cheerful giver whose heart is in His giving. That's where the blessing is, when your heart's in it. Then God can release the blessings to you in a greater way. Don't give complaining that you have to do it. If you don't give your tithes and offerings, it's not going to cause you to miss heaven. But you will miss out on a lot of the blessings if you don't. And you'll miss out on seeing God's glory revealed in your finances the way God wants to show you His glory in your finances. In 2 Chronicles 31 and 21, the Bible tells us about a man that did things the right way. And his name is Hezekiah. This is in the Common English Bible. Everything that Hezekiah began to do for the service of God's temple, whether by the instruction or the commands, in order to seek his God, he did it successfully and with all of his heart. And that same scripture in King James, and in every work that he began in the service of the house of God and in the law and in the commandments to seek his God, he did it with all his heart and prospered. Now, this is a story about a minister. Many of you have heard of him. His name is Kenneth Hagin. He's went home to be with the Lord now. But he told this story over and over about how God had called him. He was pastoring the church. Him and his wife were pastoring church. And God had called him away from being a pastor, but to become a traveling evangelist. And he said he was complaining to the Lord. He'd been on the field as a traveling evangelist for about a year or so. And he was complaining to the Lord about how he had obeyed him. And now his car was falling apart. His children weren't properly clothed. And they weren't properly fed. They didn't have enough. And actually, he wound up having to junk his car and just sell it just for junk because it was in such bad shape. And now he was trying to walk to where he was going to preach to. He said, so he's praying, and he's really complaining at first. And then he's praying, putting God in remembrance of His Word. And he said in Isaiah 1 and 19, he's telling God, he's reminding God of His Word, which is correct. Says, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. And he was telling God, I'm not experienced in eating the good of the land, and I have obeyed you. And the Lord told him, you don't qualify to eat the good of the land. And he was taken back. He said, I'm obedient. He said, you're obedient, but you're not willing. Then he saw it. He was doing what God told him to do, but he didn't want to. He was obeying, but his heart wasn't in it. He had a bad attitude. Now, let me raise my hand because sometimes I have a bad attitude. Now, if you're listening today, you may as well raise your hand because we've all got bad attitudes sometimes and we have to have adjustments by God because we have those bad attitudes. But sometimes we're obedient by giving our tithes and offerings, but our heart's not in it. We're just plunking it in the bucket. We're doing it out of necessity or we're doing it out of obligation. But there again, that scripture says, Isaiah 1:19 in the King James, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. It didn't just say if you were obedient, you would eat the good of the land. It said if you were willing and obedient. So we're not receiving more of the blessings because sometimes we're not doing it right. Sometimes we just don't give from a right heart. And when I say a right heart, I mean we should give from a thankful heart. Thankful that we have tithes and offerings to give. Thankful that we have the income because God gave us the job. We should be giving our tithes and offerings with that thankful heart, recognizing every time we give that money, it should be recognizing, God, it's all because of you. Everything that I've got, every blessing that I have, it's all because of you. And I recognize it as I'm honoring you with the tithes and offerings, and I'm doing it from a thankful heart. 1 Chronicles 29 and 14 in the easy to read version, and all these things didn't come from me and my people. All these things come from you. We're only giving back to you that the things that came from you. And that's true with our tithes and offerings. We're only giving back what came from Him. He gave it to us, and we're giving Him back something that already really belongs to Him. A lot of times, though, we're saying in our hearts, I will if I have to. And God is saying, I can't bless that attitude in giving. It's wrong. He can't bless that attitude in anything. See, there's so many areas that God would bless us, but we're doing things out of obedience. We may be helping people, and we may be doing a lot of good things, but we're not doing it with our heart hooked up. We're doing it with, I got to because God told me. I got to go to church because my wife is nagging me about going to church. I've got to do this because of that. And that's the wrong attitude. God can't bless you at your job if you're only doing it because you've got to or you feel like you've got to, not because your heart is in it. And God's saying, I want your heart in it. I want your heart in your giving. I want your heart in everything in your life. And that's where the blessing's going to be released. If I said today, how many people would like to see more blessings in their lives? I believe we would all say yes and amen. And the first thing we have to do is make an adjustment in our attitude when we give or when we do other things. Our heart must be in it. Not, I will if I have to, Lord, but I will, Lord, I'm obedient and I'm willing. The Message translation said, God loves it when the giver delights in the giving. Now, have you ever looked forward to giving somebody a gift? I have in a lot of times. I love surprising people with gifts, and my heart's in it. I just love it. Matter of fact, things will just come to me about do this for somebody. I'm not talking about, you know, just huge life-changing things, but I'm talking about little things a lot of times that the Lord will just prompt you to do, and you just want to do it because He just said do it, and it's going to be a happy surprise to somebody, and it's going to be a blessing to them in some way. It's going to uplift them or encourage them in some way. And I look forward to that kind of stuff. And I'll give you an example of, like, that we've all done. If you've got small children, or our child now, he's not a small child, he's 32 years old, fixing to be 33. But when he was a small child, I was remembering Christmas time. And I remember we went to great detail to get him what he wanted for Christmas. We looked forward to it. We looked forward to, you know, he was into the Batman figurines and all this kind of stuff, and we'd look for him, and we'd find the Batcave, and we'd find all this stuff, and you know, we just couldn't wait for him to find and see the stuff that he got for Christmas. We looked forward to giving it, and we looked forward to his reaction to what we did with such anticipation. And that's the same way God wants our hearts in our giving to Him. It is worshiping the Lord with our giving. Our hearts are in it. We're not doing it grudgingly. He said, don't do it grudgingly. Don't do it of necessity. Don't do it because you feel pressured. You do it from a heart that's willing and thankful to me. You're grateful to me. That's the reason you give your tithes. That's the reason you give your offerings. It's not a law to you. You're way past the law. It's a worship to you. You're looking forward to do it. I can't wait to do it. I'm wanting the Lord to be pleased with this so much. That's why we're doing it. We're looking forward to giving. We can't wait to give. And I asked Pastor Sharon if she'd come. In 2 Corinthians 9 and 7, Amplified Bible in the Classic, just like I read earlier, let each one give as he has made up in his own mind and purposed in his own heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion. For God loves, He takes pleasure in, He prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or to do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt-to-do-it giver whose heart is in His giving. And Isaiah 1 and 19, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Let's do our giving right. Let's not just be obedient, but let's be willing too. Let's put our heart into our giving. Amen. 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 Praise God.
Praise the Lord. That was an awesome word, Pastor. Awesome word. Amen. Being willing to give, having the right heart, having the right attitude. You know, I believe that the attitude is more important than the amount that we give. I think it is the most important thing. And I'm going to be going close to the lines that Pastor was just teaching on in a little different way. But, you know, it all is the flow of the Holy Spirit this morning. Proverbs 3:9 and 10, begin there. Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verses 9 and 10 says, honor the Lord with your capital and with sufficiency, if I can say that word this morning, and with the first fruits of all your income. So shall your storage places be filled with plenty. So we honor the Lord when we give. It honors Him. We're saying, God, I honor you. You're special to me, God. You know, when somebody honors you, you feel special, don't you? You realize that they honor you. They think highly of you. Think you're special. So when we give to God, we are honoring Him. And honor means highly respect. It means to greatly esteem. It means to prize and to revere and to worship. And it means to value. So when we give to God, we honor Him. We are showing Him that we esteem Him highly, that we value Him. And so we want to come with an attitude. You know, we, like as Pastor said, we don't just plunk something in to the offering. But it is a special time. It is a time of worship to God. It's time to show God, Lord, I highly esteem you. I value you, God. You know, when we value something, we love it dearly. It is precious to us. And we want to honor God in that way, that He is precious to us, that we highly esteem Him, that we value Him. He is a great, important part of our lives. That's what an offering to Him. See, it's not offering to the church. It's not offering to the pastor. It's not offering to anybody on earth. It is offering to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. He is the great and mighty God, and we are giving to Him. We are wanting to honor our God above all else. Amen. Didn't He honor us? You know, it says that God so loved the world, He gave. And He gave His best. Amen. He gave His only begotten Son. That's a love that we can't even imagine. Amen. And it says, first fruits, you know, give with your with the first fruits of all your income. You know, first fruits is considered the best. When somebody plants the fruits, they get the first fruits off of that plant. That is considered the best. So we were wanting to give God our best, the best of everything that we have. Amen. Honor God with your best today. The best means most excellent. I want to give God the most excellent thing that I've got. I don't want to give Him the leftovers. I don't want to give Him something that's not really important to me. I want to give Him something that is the most excellent. Best means finest. The finest of what I have belongs to God. I give it to Him. It's an offering to Him. And the best means the greatest. We want to give Him the greatest. It means the top, not the least, not the leftovers, not something that's not really important, but we want to give Him the thing that is the top, the most important. And it means supreme. So we want to give Him the best, the supreme of every part of our life, the best of our life that we can give, the best of our offerings that we can give. We want to give it the supreme offering. Amen? So honor God with your best, and He will honor you with plenty. 1 Samuel 2 and 30 says, them that honor me, I will honor. So God will honor you. Amen. And then Matthew 22, 27 and 28 says, and He replied to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great, most important principle and first commandment. So we should give our tithes, our offerings, our time, our talents. We should give our best, amen? Give the best of what we have to the Lord. Because, not of, as Pastor said, of necessity. Not because we feel pressure to. Not because we feel like we have to do it. Or that we are making a deal with God. But because we're giving to Him, because we honor Him. Because we highly esteem Him. Because we value Him. And then we give to God because He first loved us. Amen? And so we give to Him because we love Him. We give out of love to our God. We give out of a thankful heart for all that He's done for us, for all that He's given us, because He did give us His best. Amen? And then I don't have a long message this morning, but I want to just express to you why we give. You know, come to God with that attitude, the right attitude, not out of I've got to do this or just make it something that's just a ritual. No, this is a special offering to our Lord, to our Savior. Amen? And all of these things come out of a relationship with the Lord. A relationship of knowing who your Heavenly Father is. Amen? And a relationship of is having an understanding of who He is. And an understanding of who you are as God's child. Amen? And so we need to give our offerings. We need, like Patty in the praise team sang this morning, with a humble heart. Amen. We are humbled when we give to the Lord because of all that He's done for us. He's just asking for a small portion from us, very small portion. He gave it all. He gave everything just for us. And so it's only a small thing for us to give back to Him. But He's just asking us to do it with the right attitude, to do it give with the right heart. Everything that we do, we are to do as unto the Lord. And we want to do it with honor. We want to do it with value. We want to do it with love. Amen? We want to give God our best because He has given us His best. Amen? Hallelujah. And so I want to ask Pastor to come back up if he will. Praise God. God is good, isn't He? Isn't He an awesome God? Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. And I want to ask you this morning that if you haven't made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life this morning, if you want to live for that King of Kings and Lord of Lords, you want to live for that one that gave His all for you today, I want you to just take this time and have this opportunity to invite Jesus Christ into your life this morning. If you'll just bow your heads and repeat this prayer after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I ask you to forgive me of my sins.
To forgive me of my sins.
I ask you to come into my heart.
To come into my heart.
And be my Lord and Savior.
And be my Lord and Savior.
And I thank you for it this morning.
And I thank you for it this morning.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And also, we want to give you this opportunity. If you'd like to rededicate your life to the Lord, maybe you have asked Jesus Christ into your heart. But there's areas in your life that you know that you've fallen short. Maybe your relationship with the Lord is not where it was at one time and you would like to get back to that place or to an even greater place. But if you'd like to rededicate this morning, we would ask you to just bow your heads and repeat this prayer after us, please. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I rededicate.
I rededicate.
And I reconsecrate.
And I reconsecrate.
My life to you.
My life to you.
I surrender.
I surrender.
Every area of my life.
Every area of my life.
And I thank you, Father.
And I thank you, Father.
That you are a forgiving God.
That you are a forgiving God.
And I receive you today.
And I receive you today.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If that was you this morning, if you pray those prayers with us, we would love for you to send us a comment this morning.
Amen.
and just share with us that you've received the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart, or share that you've rededicated your life to Him. And we would love to just rejoice with you today, because you are saved, you are born again, you are on your way to heaven.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Thank you. Ashley, if you'll come up at this time. Praise God.